You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
There were some important developments on the coronavirus pandemic in India on June 15. From health experts saying that India could have averted the spread of a deadly variant in the second wave, to doctors warning of an explosion of cases in Delhi, as people in the national capital are not following COVID norms. Hello and welcome to COVID Fight Podcast. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you're listening to our brand new podcast series by CNBC TV 18. Now let me tell you why health experts have said that India missed early alarms and allowed a deadly COVID variant to spread across the country. Dr. Subhash Salunkhe, a veteran public health expert, he was talking to Reuters when he said that health authorities in India failed to respond adequately to alarm in early March about a new COVID variant, that is, the Delta variant of coronavirus. Dr. Salunkhe, who's also a former WHO official, told Reuters, as I quote him, "In spite of a public health person like me giving them a sound warning, they did not take heed." But Dr. V.K. Paul, the Prime Minister's main coronavirus advisor, he has rejected these allegations and instead described the conversation between him and the Maharashtra COVID advisor as information sharing rather than issuing of a warning. This Delta variant was first discovered in India and it has now spread to over 40 countries. Within 80 days, this variant from Maharashtra's Amravati spread to dozens of countries around the world, including Britain, UK, and even Singapore. But next up, we have some better news about the Delta variant. So there's a Lancet study which says Pfizer and AstraZeneca vaccines provide good protection against this variant. The Lancet study has found that the Pfizer vaccine offers 79% protection against the Delta strain, while for the AstraZeneca vaccine, there was 60% protection against Delta. In some more good news, you'll be happy to know that under the second COVID-19 wave that gripped the country sometime in March, India today recorded only 60,471 cases, which is by far the lowest in 75 days. So something to be happy about. These encouraging figures come from the 8 a.m. bulletin that Union Health Ministry releases every day. In fact, according to today's report, the active cases in the country have also come down. The number currently stands at 9,13,378, which is nearly 3.09% of the total confirmed cases in the country. However, this is followed by the news of the first death in India after vaccination. A 68-year-old man died due to severe allergic reaction after being vaccinated on March 8 this year. Moving on, it was only yesterday that more relaxations came into place in Delhi, where thousands of commuters crowded metro stations and mall on Monday itself. Now, this has led to several doctors in the city warning of a COVID explosion if people fail to follow social distancing norms. Next up, as we look at some more positive news, there's news coming from the business sector. Biocoin chief Kiran Mazumdar-Shaw, she says that the current health crisis has resulted in the creation of an ecosystem of innovation in the country. However, meanwhile in the state of Gujarat, the chief minister has already started preparing for a roadmap to tackle the third wave. Vijay Rupani's plan includes substantially boosting testing and health infrastructure amid fears that children will be most affected by the third wave of the pandemic. Also, in the state of West Bengal, they've extended the ongoing restrictions for 15 more days till June 30, that is. However, some restrictions have been relaxed. Now, government and private offices in the state, they are allowed to operate with 25% of their workforce from June 16, that is tomorrow. However, for these employees, the employers will have to arrange transport facilities. Shopping malls and restaurants in Bengal, they have also been allowed to open with restrictions on their timings. Now let's take a look at what's happening on the global front. Pharma firm Novavax, which has partnered with Serum Institute of India for production of vaccines, said that its vaccine candidate is 90% effective against the virus. While the overall efficacy stands at 90.4%, the US headquartered company says its vaccine demonstrated 100%, you heard it right, 100% protection in late stage trials against moderate and severe cases. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening in. And now we're going to give you a chance to be heard. In case you wish to give us any feedback, please feel free and write to us. at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I repeat, cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. Stay tuned to CNBC TV18 for all the latest developments. Thank you and have a great day ahead.